History repeats itself. In this installation, I explore both the current and past U.S. travel ban, which have relied on fear-mongering. The current travel ban is what inspired this sculpture and has sparked a deep and concerning rift in America. The center figure of this installation is a Muslim woman and her infant who looks out at the audience with unabashed sorrow and fear. She's asking us to see her for the human she is, not the terrorist that the blanket ban has shrouded upon her. Next, she's followed by a woman who represents the plight of the Japanese Americans in the early 1940s who were incarcerated in the U.S. internment camps as a result of racism and fear, not from any legitimate security risk. The figure is surreally fragmented and layered, alluding to the traumatic separation of the external identity versus the internal identity. Next in the line is a European Jew circa 1941, which was a time when the Americans feared that the Nazis were sending spies to the U.S., possibly disguised as refugees. It was nearly impossible for a Jew to enter the U.S. on the basis of national security and the low immigration quota. The German transatlantic liner St. Louis arrived in Florida in 1939, carrying nearly 1,000 Jews who were denied entry. Sadly, nearly 300 of those same passengers later died in the Holocaust upon return. And the last figure is an African man and his daughter. The U.S. has had a long and complicated history with Africa. It is important to point out the irony of the brutal slave trade in the U.S., where approximately 12 million Africans were ripped from their homeland to work in the U.S. and later in history banned entry. 50 years after the emancipation, the 1924 Immigration Act was enacted to, quote-unquote, preserve the ideal of U.S. homogeneity, unquote, which sharply reduced immigrants from Africa and Asia. The Helms Amendment in 1987 greatly affected the African refugees' resettlement as well. And finally, our current travel ban excludes Sudan, Libya, and Somalia. The first figure represents basically what I see as the next group to be banned. As the title implies, history repeats itself. All figures mark different periods of the past to the present, where banning groups of people to and within the U.S. was based on varying degrees of fear. The line of sculptures could have been much longer, but the point was to see the pattern across cultures and time. Yes, the history will repeat itself, but at what cost? Fear is the building blocks of racism. Step out of your comfort zone and make it a point to know someone who's different from you. Take a walk with a refugee. See that they seek the same love and safety that you seek. Thank you, Susan Clenard.